The 4th of July not only marks a celebration of patriotism and the nation's founding, it's also a popular time of the year for people to travel and take vacation, from long road trips to the shore or flying across the country and around the globe. But for many Black Americans, traveling comes with the fear of being racially profiled and discriminated against. WHYY's Marcus Biddle has this story of one Philadelphia woman who waited decades to book her first international trip.
3 days after Coretta Wright was born, her mother, who was struggling with addiction, placed her in the care of her aunt and uncle, who were also raising their own 5 children. This was in the 1980s, and the burgeoning drug epidemic enveloped neighborhoods in North Philadelphia. Coretta's uncle tried his best to insulate the family from the fallout, oftentimes through family trips.
He always wanted to give us different experiences and not, you know, what we saw, you know, locally. So we traveled to the Poconos pretty often. We always went for Christmas, Thanksgiving, summers, camping.
But Coretta never acquired an enthusiastic fondness for road trips. She grew even more reluctant to travel the older she got, and her childhood experiences played a role with that.
I was always afraid of traveling, not knowing, fear of what might happen, the unknown.
In 1992, when Coretta was 12, her family relocated from Philadelphia to Turbotville, Pennsylvania, a small rural borough 2.5 hours northwest of the city, with a majority white population. Coretta recalls experiencing racism during this time, and especially at school, where she was one of few Black children.
They called me the N-word left and right, and I went to my art teacher and I was crying. I was 12 years old, and he asked the question. He said, "Coretta, how long do you think racism will be around?" And I said, "Hopefully not long."
And she taught herself a hard lesson from her experiences.
It's not okay for me to travel wherever I want and not be prepared. I felt very unprepared. I felt very vulnerable being in a place where I'm okay with being the only Black woman. I'm not okay with feeling like I'm the only Black woman.
But finally, last month, she decided it was time to experience new things. Coretta is 43 now. She has 3 children and lives in Ballackinwood, Pennsylvania. A longtime friend, Denise Wright, encouraged her to take a trip to Jamaica. She was overwhelmed with emotion upon the moment of arriving on the island.
When I landed, I cried. Like, I really cried. Thinking about it now, I want to cry because it was just the most amazing experience, just hitting the land. The first day we went to, we went on horseback riding through the water and through the, and I love that they knew everything about their country and their culture.
Her friend Denise had already been to Jamaica 9 times. She's been a travel enthusiast since she was a little girl, and her passion for traveling hasn't just led her to Jamaica. She's also been to Israel, Mexico, London, Paris, Dominican Republic, and the Bahamas.
Once I went to that first flight to Jamaica, it was like, okay, I got to keep going to, I want to see other things. I want to see other places. I want to see other cultures. I love Jamaica. It's a beautiful place to go. Everyone knows when it's a trip, the first person they call to go with would be me. They're like, hey, we're going on this trip. And I'm like, okay, let's go.
But she doesn't just travel for vacation time. During her travels to Jamaica, in fact, Denise has never visited a travel resort. She wanted Coretta to share a similar experience.
In traveling, I've become more of an explorer and an adventurer.
As far as vacation, when you're traveling with Denise, there's no such thing. I slept in a car. So it was adventurous. But it was the best experience that I've ever had in my life. I didn't realize how much I missed out on until I traveled to Jamaica.
It's not always easy, and not every country is like Jamaica, a predominantly Afro-Caribbean population. Denise has traveled to other countries and still asks herself, am I safe here?
It's definitely unavoidable being the only Black person and feeling kind of like, do I belong? Am I supposed to be here?
Traveling while Black can mean something different to any Black American who has wanted to move around without being profiled. For Coretta, it means that just because she wants to explore the world without worrying about being Black, she still has to be conscious of being black. Because as she puts it, just being black can get you in some trouble.
We're afraid to get pulled over. You know, we don't want to move the wrong way. We don't want to seem intimidating. We don't want to seem overbearing. Like, there's a lot that goes with traveling in your car while black, traveling into stores while black, traveling from state to state while black.
But that hasn't stopped Denise from venturing into another country and culture that she can learn and experience from.
Wherever I go, I'm going to be a black woman. I love being a black woman, okay? So if I carry that confidence with me, which I do, there is nowhere that I'm not going to go, you know, and not overcome, even if I do have that fear.
It's taught Coretta that the world also belongs to her, and the fear of traveling while black is something that won't keep her from traveling again.
I think there's so much more to see now. I'm so grateful for Denise and her pushing me to travel, because I was very content with not traveling, and I didn't realize what I was missing and what I needed that actually changed my life.
Marcus Biddle, WHYY News.